and you skip one and you come up with
eight.
You're fast on these. The day after Monday is
Tuesday.
And then comes
Wednesday.
After that,
Tuesday.
Skip a day.
Saturday.
In the morning, when you go out, what do you say if you see someone first thing in the morning?
You say it's a beautiful day, you mean?
Well, how would you greet him any special way?
Oh, just say good morning, it's fine morning.
Until when would you say this?
Hmm?
Until what time of day would you say good morning?
Well, if it's in the morning, forenoon.
I sometimes catch myself at school saying good morning to students along about 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
And then dawns on me and I have to shift my gears. Let's see, then you say after morning you get noon, and then what's the next period of the day?
Well, evening.
And evening, that runs from when to when?
Well, that runs from noon to night.
Let's see, is that, when does supper come in here?
Well, it comes late in the evening, early evening.
And then after supper, any special term for that?
No, just night.
And if you get up real early in the morning, you go out and you look off in the east and it starts to get pink, you say, well, it's just about time.
Sunset, yeah.
And you come in and say, this morning at 6 o'clock, I was out there and the sun...
It's coming up just how you got out.
And at night, over in the west, you sometimes, I don't know if you... Yeah, you do. You have pretty ones here. You can look over there and the clouds...
Pretty sunset. We have some pretty sunsets, too.
They're pleasant, aren't they?
Oh,
the day's work is over and
that's
you know you can just relax. Let's see. Monday is today. Sunday was...
Monday's today. Sunday's what?
Well, let's see. Tuesday is tomorrow. Monday is today. Sunday was...
I don't know what you mean, day before Monday?
Yeah.
Sunday's the first day of the week, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, the first or the last.
Yeah, that's right.
It's strange how that argument has gone on. Oh, I had a strange thing happen to me. I rented a room when I went to school, and I mentioned I went into Arizona, I guess, and met this fellow from my flying squadron there, first place I saw. So I was convinced it was a friendly town, but I rented this room from this lady, and Saturday, I didn't like to send my underwear and my socks out to the laundry. I sent my other things, but I scrubbed them up in the washbowl and hung them on the line, and she was gone. She came back and she saw me the next day and she was greatly disturbed because I'd done my washing on Saturday. She was a Seventh-day Adventist. To her that meant that I had
violated the Sabbath.
Yeah. So I never washed on Saturday again.
I mean, I guess there is some name Saturday Adventist.
Yeah, she was very, very dedicated. But I was surprised that we'd been so careful, my roommate and I. Oh, let's see. A week from yesterday, you'd say, was what?
A certain day. A week from yesterday would be a week from Sunday.
Oh, what?
A week from Sunday.
Huh? Now, a week from Sunday, is that past or is that coming?
A week from, that's past.
Uh-huh. Do you have any special name for a period of 2 weeks?
No, we just had months. We never did.
I never did either. Some people say fortnight, but that's a strange term to me.
It is to me. I never did it before.
Let's see. Monday is today, then, we said, and Tuesday is?
Following Monday.
Yeah. Tomorrow?
Hmm?
Tomorrow? Let's see. Well, we'll get that switch going.